Greetings again, brothers and sisters. Welcome to your Lenten Daily Devotion. It's Pastor Bob. And today we have our 19th daily devotion out of 40. We're almost halfway. But we are where we are. We're on Middle Sabbath, our Wednesday. And we've got a wonderful devotion today, so let's make the most of it. Our scriptures from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 30 through 34. Mark 4, 30 through 34. Here's the Word of God. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Amen. May God bless the reading and hearing of the word. Here's our devotion today from John Pavlovitz and his little devotion called Rise. He says, "Years ago, I was speaking at a facility run by one of the most famous evangelists in the world. In the weeks approaching the event, I agonized over what I could possibly offer those gathered, as my feeble attempts at pithy wisdom would surely pale in comparison to the astute reflections they'd been spoiled by. One morning, a thought occurred to me. He doesn't know any more than you do. Yes, he'd had more theological education, and had been raised surrounded by religion, and had spoken to hundreds of thousands of people. But in the end, he was still left with incompletes to the greatest questions of life. There was still a massive gap between what he suspected and what he knew. This realization was emotionally emancipating. There was no comparison sickness anymore, no imposter syndrome, no feeling as though my spiritual journey was somehow less than. I could rest on the level ground of uncertainty. I'm jealous of the disciples in this passage. I want to sit with Jesus and have him clearly explain spirituality to me so that the mystery is gone, so that all the unsettled things become still, so that the cloudiness in my head is cleared. But that's rarefied air, reserved only for a dozen or so human beings. The rest of us have to do our best to sift through the words and ask the questions and make our best guess at how all this stuff gets made real. The bad news of this truth is that we're always going to be working with incomplete information, no matter how much we learn and how earnest our search. The good news is that in this great not knowing, we are in really good company. May God bless your middle Sabbath and bring you today peace and light and stillness and calm.